It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And you know the song, Money Can't Buy You Love. On Monday, Auburn University hired John Cohen to become the school's newest athletics director. Cohen jumped ship from SEC rival Mississippi State. In July of this year, John Cohen had just signed a brand new four-year extension to remain the AD at Mississippi State. It had a buyout option valued at a mere $750,000. Hey, that's peanuts in today's warfare called major college athletics. Within an hour of that announcement of Auburn's brand new athletics director, the Tigers' head football coach, Brian Harsin, was terminated. Harsin had been very successful at Boise State University prior to coming to Auburn. And just 45 years of age, this coach had a career coaching record of 85-36 before taking the job at Auburn. Brian Harsin's tenure, though, on the Plains lasted less than 2 years. This season's 3-5 start, following up a 6-7 year last year in 2021, was enough for many of the impatient but very wealthy athletic supporters at Auburn University. The War Eagles' war chest will now help defray $15.5 million worth of contract buyout costs associated with the newly dismissed football coach. And lest we forget, Auburn paid over $21 million just 2 years ago to vanquish the prior head coach, Gus Malzahn, and his record was only 68 wins and 34 losses during his 8 years on the Plains. By making so many of these coaching moves, high school recruits will certainly think twice prior to committing to a university whose head football coach may be unlikely to stay there for as long as the player will. Names such as current Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin, former Carolina Panthers and Baylor head coach Matt Rhule, and Jackson State University's Deion Sanders already headlined the rumor parade. Liberty University coach Hugh Freeze had just signed a brand new contract extension last weekend, but now his name is being prominently mentioned for Auburn's coach. To obtain the services of a Lane Kiffin or Hugh Freeze, Auburn will need to tap that piggy bank once again to pay millions of dollars to Ole Miss or Liberty University in order to buy out that current contract of the coach. Instead of toilet paper being thrown onto the trees at Toomer's Corner in downtown Auburn after a major victory, today's Auburn supporters seem to be comfortable using large denominations of paper money. At least for now, cost is not a big factor at Auburn when it comes to fielding a competitive football team once again. But from my perspective, it seems like many college football teams are just like our old cartoon friend Wile E. Coyote. Yes, just like the Roadrunners' longtime nemesis, an increasing number of major college football programs keep coming up with another can't-miss head football coach. And after a few years, the school hands a big exit check to that coach as he and the school's athletic reputation sails over the cliff to an expected conclusion. Poof. LSU shares your pain, Auburn. Back in 2016, former head football coach Les Miles was owed about $15 million after he was relieved of his duties following an ugly home loss to, you guessed it, Auburn. After completing the season as the interim head coach, Ed Orgeron was then named the permanent replacement for Les Miles. And like Coach Miles, Coach Orgeron led LSU to a national championship. The 2019 LSU Tigers posted that perfect 15-0 record, with Orgeron winning a variety of National Coach of the Year honors. And less than 2 years later, Coach O was relieved of his duties near the end of the 2021 season after the school agreed to pay his contract buyout of nearly $17 million. Ed Orgeron's image as a fun-loving Cajun was strengthened after reportedly telling the LSU athletics director, "So what time do you want me to leave?" Meanwhile, in College Station, Texas, the wealthy backers of Texas A&M are having second thoughts about their own football coach, Jimbo Fisher. The Aggies, who were rated number 6 in the AP preseason poll, lost again last Saturday night to Ole Miss and dropped to 3-5 this year. Yeah, that's the same record as Auburn. And unlike Auburn and LSU's money dilemma to send their coaches home, the Aggies' disappointment with Coach Jimbo Fisher would cost them a Texas-sized $86 million to send him to the house. Originally signed to a 10-year, $75 million deal, all guaranteed money, by the way, the Aggies then doubled down on Jimbo Fisher after the COVID-shortened 2020 season saw Texas A&M post an impressive 9-1 record. The school's deep-pocketed athletic supporters rewarded the football coach by upgrading his deal. So beginning in 2021, Jimbo's jumbo contract became a 10-year, $95 million deal, all the money guaranteed. If the Aggies even want to boot their football coach, it's going to cost them $86 million to do it this year. Texas A&M football fans feel a bit like Wile E. Coyote going over that cliff right about now. The previous coach at Texas A&M, Kevin Sumlin, was fired after posting a very similar one-loss record as his replacement, the highly paid Jimbo Fisher, owns today in Aggieland. Go figure. As all this money keeps flying around college football coaching, especially in the SEC, let's step back from that cliff's edge for a moment and consider a few common sense issues. Is a head football coach really worth all that money to a major college football program? In the case of Texas A&M, a report indicated that the football program, despite the high cost associated with the coaching staff, still generates nearly $35 million annually in net profits. The Aggie men's basketball team was the only other profitable sport at the school. All of the other athletic programs, men's and women's, have been losing money to some degree and are in effect being subsidized by the football program's large pile of revenue. Every SEC school received an estimated $55 million in 2021 from a variety of television contracts negotiated by the league. It's probably safe to assume that at least 90% or more of that $55 million a year comes from the college football rights. That means that about $50 million per year of football revenue is handed back to every SEC school from television. Back in 2018, a report by a Baton Rouge television station said that college football programs at both LSU and Auburn generated about $112 million in total revenue, that's TV, ticket sales, merchandising, and the like, with a net profit of over $50 million after you deduct the cost of coaching salaries and all the other operating expenses. At LSU, the annual revenue from home stadium football tickets was reportedly about $40 million per season, assuming a 7-game home schedule. So if LSU's home attendance were to drop, let's say by 25%, after a few years of fielding a mediocre football team, there would be a shortfall of about $10 million per year, which would then become unavailable to the athletic department budget. And imagine what kind of problems that would cause for the other sports programs on the campus. By contrast, let's take a look at Vanderbilt. The Commodores are generally not very competitive in football. Vandy has posted a winning record within the SEC just two times in the last 40 years, back in 1982 and 2012. The team's current football coach, Clark Lee, earns $3 million per year, and that's the lowest in the SEC. Home attendance at Vanderbilt football usually hovers around 30,000 people per game in the team's very cozy 40,000-seat stadium in Nashville. The annual home attendance benefits from games against visiting SEC teams such as this year, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Florida, and the sellout which will happen against Tennessee. This Saturday, Vanderbilt, which is 3-5, will host the 4-4 Florida Gators, and there are plenty of good seats available at ticket prices ranging from $50 to $70 apiece. Assuming an average ticket price of $60 for this 40,000-seat stadium, a sellout on Saturday would bring $2.4 million in ticket revenue for the game. But let's say that they were to play this game at Florida's home stadium, a large place with 85,000 seats. That would bring in, at the same ticket price, about $6 million into the Gators' bank account. Now that's $3.5 million per home game difference between those two facilities. So it does make a little economic sense that the schools with the smaller football venues, such as Vanderbilt, might want to minimize their expenses, coaching salaries in particular, while attempting to maximize that lucrative television money from being a member of the SEC. But the college football teams with the largest stadiums, like Auburn's 87,450-seat Jordan-Hare Stadium, must calculate how much incremental revenue may be earned or lost if the stadium is not filled to capacity for each of the team's 7 home football games every year. Because the school's net profits from that football program are so high, it becomes more understandable why Auburn, or any major college team with a large stadium to fill on a Saturday, may be willing to spend more and risk more money to lure the best coach. At some point, the university may risk losing the financial support from its wealthy alumni and friends of the university if that football team shows very little chance of ever chasing that elusive college football holy grail called the NCAA championship. With 131 large division FBS teams competing, but only one winner crowned at the end of the season, every college football program must carefully weigh its own financial options. How much money do you want to put at risk in hiring new coaches, upgrading facilities, or adding other amenities? But uniquely at Auburn, watching your intrastate rival at the University of Alabama win a national championship 5 times in the last 13 seasons must be quite painful. And compounding that problem, the state of Georgia, just 20 miles to the east of Auburn, had a national championship football team in 2021. The Bulldogs are contending yet again this season. Auburn is situated right in the middle of these two SEC football powerhouses. The pressure to compete at the same level as Bama and Georgia is very intense for the Auburn fan base. That may be the biggest reason why Auburn football supporters keep shelling out all that dough to buy and dismiss expensive football coaches. They must keep their program relevant in order to attract 87,450 fans into their cavernous football stadium. If Auburn's football program was a stock, I might suggest that you hold. Though Auburn's fervent fans would love to return to the national title conversation again soon, this is going to take a few years. Here in the South, the word patience, as it concerns your favorite SEC football program, does not seem to sit well with most college football fans. So good luck to Auburn as they embark on hiring a third football coach in the last 4 years. Perhaps this time, money can buy your fans' love. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.